Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just got a memo for all the sports bars around town. If you have a bar in your restaurant, in your establishment, and you're within 20 miles of downtown Houston, in your sports bar, when the Houston Astros are facing the Red Sox, it needs to be on your TV. When the Astros are playing, it needs to be on your TV. When the Rockets are playing, it needs to be on your TV. When the Texans are playing, it needs to be on your TV. I was wandering around downtown on Friday night, and I went to go catch the rest of the Houston Astros versus Red Sox game, game one of the series. It was a one-run game, and as I walked into this establishment in the eighth inning, on the two TVs in the sports bar, there was softball. I don't have anything against softball, but I very seriously doubt that Duke softball was what the people of Houston wanted to see.
Okay, I need some more information here. Were those the only two TVs in the sports bar?
There were other ones, but they were all on the softball. The softball had the main default one. The Astros were all the way in the corner. It's your obligation.
Okay, well, it's got to be the other way around.
It's your obligation in this city, with all the good things the Astros have done for you, all the memories they've provided us with, all the extra business they've given you, that you need to know as a sports bar owner what the TV needs to be on. It's not hard to find. There's no excuse to not have the Astros
on. As someone who has traveled a lot over the course of his life because of my work, I really feel like every sports bar, when a patron comes in and says, hey, you know, I would like to see Texas Tech, you know, basketball in a regular season game. I'm not talking about the in tournament, you know, or the Dynamo. Okay, the Dynamo is a perfect example because I actually did that once, and I forget where I was. I think it might have been Los Angeles. Dynamo was playing for the championship or a playoff game or something back in the day, and I was traveling, and I was in L.A., I believe, and went to the sports bar and said, hey, can you put on the Dynamo game because I want to see that. I think every sports bar worth its weight should do that for a particular patron.
Okay, that's fine.
Right?
That's fine.
Right.
That's a completely
But just
different
one story. TV, flip it. Instead, you know, most of the TV should be on LA sports, or in this case, Houston sports, and flip it for someone else.
When you're in H-Town, with everything the Astros have done for this city, and for the fact that they keep my sanity, when they're facing the Boston freaking Red Sox, I don't care if they're facing some Jamokes out there in Seattle or something like that. You need to know when the local teams are on, and they need to be front and center. You shouldn't have to be told that. I don't care if you're normally a restaurant and you're not really
a
sports bar.
No, you shouldn't have to be told.
It shouldn't have to be told. Have a little bit of appreciation for the local sports, because they're the reason that they give you business, especially when you're located a few blocks from the juice box. I'm just going to leave it at that.
I'm
but sports
you.
Bars,
you.
You need to know the schedule. You need to know what's going on, and you need to have the Astros on. Don't need to be watching softball at the time. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. Got a little bit of breaking news.
We do?
Before I get to something that's going to piss John Lopez off, some breaking news from Sports Radio 610. Paul Gallant, who you often hear talk about his high school career out there in Florida, will not be trying out for the XFL team in Houston. He went up to the press conference today, asked Oliver Luck about the chances he had at trying out. Get in. Here it is right here.
So we're at this point, we're not having open tryouts because you find, you know, 300 or 400 people that show up, and it's very difficult to organize. And we think we've got a pretty good bead on who the best players are to fill our round about 550-600 person player pool.
Okay, so no hope for above average high school football players that are well past their prime?
I don't think so.
Oh, shut up. It's Gallant and Knight. Stay put.
It's sad.
Wow, he's really needy right now with his sports, right? With his football.
Paul?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, he was a really good player. I give him a hard time, but he was a good player. I've seen video. I've talked to him about it.
You've seen video?
No, he was good. He was good.
What do you mean you've seen video? Where?
Because he showed me some. Like, he's got video.
He's carrying around his video?
Well, whatever. We got to it. It's on
the... So how did this come up? How did you... At what point did... Paul pull out the video?
That's a good question. I don't remember exactly. Like, if he said, hey, look at here, that's a different story. All I'm saying is he was a good player.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Let it go. Let it go.
I just want to know how this video comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Did he just...
I'm trying to remember. I think he might have brought it up, which is okay. I get it. By the way, I just got a text on the bat phone here.
Mm-hmm.
Really good point on the sports bar take that you have. Really good point. A lot more owners are not wanting to pay for the AT&T Sportsnet.
And well, they had it. They had it, though. They did have it.
They did have it?
I know for a fact they had the channel because it was in the corner.
Well, that's right. You said that.
Yeah, yeah. It was in the back corner. But, yeah, I get that. But, yeah,
like,
they
like
did have
some
it.
Of these bar owners like, screw that. Right. I'm not going
to
do it.
Right. They did. They did have it, mm-hmm. though. And, I mean, if you're downtown, though, you have to pay for it, right? I mean, if you're blocks away from the Astros, you can
yeah,
get it over.
Yeah, whether
right?
you know, have to bite your tongue or your bottom lip or whatever.
Yeah,
or
they
not,
had it.
You got to have it. Yeah.
They 100% had it. You know, that's the biggest problem right now because a lot of people are cutting the cord on cable, and it's saving hundreds of, I mean, it's saving like thousands mm-hmm. a month. AT&T Sportsnet, you can't get it anywhere, man.
Right.
Yeah. Like that's it's really like it's keeping me from cutting the cord mm-hmm. because AT&T Sportsnet. But then you could do that. You could get like MLB extra innings, but they black it
but
out.
But that's
right?
even yeah, they'll black it out locally.
It's trash, total mm-hmm. trash. Speaking of trash,
mm-hmm.
the Astrodome. I know it's your favorite monument here in the city. You absolutely love it.
I do love the Astrodome memories.
Yeah, the memories are fine, mm-hmm. but that thing needs to go down. We
so what happened? Walk me through this.
Well, I was just sitting there thinking about this, and you know how last week Scottie Pippen said what he said about the city of Houston and that we don't strive for greatness and that we embrace mediocrity. I thought he was an idiot for it because I think that's one of the dumbest things I've heard, and he only played here for a year, and he was half-assing it the whole time. So I really don't care what Scottie Pippen had to say about mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. The fact that the Astrodome is being held up as some sort of historical monument, like it's something special when Yankee Stadium's getting torn down and, you know, Cowboys Stadium and got torn down. Like, all these historic stadiums have been torn down over the course of time. To have the Astrodome still up there, I don't want to go as far as to say it's a bad look for the city, but it is kind of a bad look for the city to still have that piece of crap just up in the middle of a very nice stadium at NRG. Like, when you walk by that thing,
yeah.
it's bad enough, but when you really just think about that it's being held up because of some sort of history and mm-hmm. stuff, do you not think Yankee Stadium had a little bit more history?
Well, you just mentioned,
it bugs me that
you
it's
just
there.
Mentioned Yankee Stadium and the Cowboys. The Cowboys have, what, 6 world titles?
They had 5 in there.
5?
Yeah.
In there, that's right. Yankees had 27 world
27
titles.
27 or something. You hear about it all the time.
And they've both gone bye-bye. No, you're not overreaching. It is an embarrassment. It's absolutely an embarrassment. And my embarrassment is not that the building is still there, although this is a big part of it. Not that the building is still there and that property, which is adjacent to NRG, could be used and benefited from much more. It's the fact that it's a wreck. It's nasty. It's ugly. It's a stench on the city. My memories are never going to fade. My first baseball game, Major League, my first NFL game, my first NBA All-Star game, all inside the Astrodome. I will remember them all. I saw Selena. You remember the famous scene from the movie? I was at that concert in the Astrodome with my children for Selena and multiple other events at the Astrodome. Those are not going to go away if they put it down.
You know what else is even more frustrating about it? I've been there. I've experienced a lot there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I won't list it all because I damn sure can't hold a candle to what you just said. This is the other thing that really frustrates me. We go cover every Texans game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
There's only one bad thing about NRG. Parking situation's a disaster. The streets are, a lot of times, the wrong streets appear to be shut down, and it feels like there should be more parking out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's frustrating about parking and then walking up to the stadium as I'm going there to cover it after
smelling
I tailgate with
Astrodome?
All the loopholes? Smelling the Astrodome and it still being there knowing that there could be more parking if that piece
or
of crap
whatever
was still
event,
there.
Or whatever event, tailgating space or event space that is outdoors, and you can put a freaking lake in there, like in the Woodlands Waterway. You basically, everybody who's seen the Woodlands Waterway, I bet you the footprint is not that much bigger or maybe even smaller than if you just lifted that up and put it in the Astrodome. You imagine that kind of a fun environment right next to NRG with some sort of monument to the Astrodome?
By the way, you loopholes are the best. You're telling me right now how I can cut the cord and still get AT&T Sportsnet. I got nothing but love for all of you people. You are the best listeners in the world, and you might be changing my life, saving me thousands. I owe many of you guys some beers, and that's why we have the best listeners. Not just at Sports Radio 610, but in the entire city. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It's time. We've been building it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the slime ball bracket. Who are the biggest slime balls in everyday life? Right now, people who don't clean up their dog poop are the overwhelming favorite. We'll see if they go down and what Sean Pendergast is adding to the tournament next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.